What's up, West Liberty? This is Kate, and you're listening to WGLZ. We are college radio, and we are passionately vocal. Today, I have the pleasure of interviewing my cousin Braden Thomas over the phone for my distinctive discussion assignment in my digital media design class. Braden is 20 years old, and he is self-employed. Before we get into what he does for a living, I want to share a little bit with you about him. Braden Thomas was born and raised in Maryland, and his parents took him and his brother out of school in middle school to travel the country in an RV until graduation. And now they are living in Winter Garden, Florida, where he has his own business doing digital marketing. Braden, you there?
Yes. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? Thank you so much for coming on here with me tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course. So the main purpose of this interview is I just wanted to talk to you about your digital media marketing business, because I thought that was really interesting. And so can you tell me a little bit about what you do?
Yeah, so we have a digital marketing company. We mainly do social media management and Facebook and Instagram ads.
Okay.
The social media marketing, we kind of post and manage just all of the companies and brands, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, all that kind of stuff. Social media is a great way to get organic growth and sales for businesses.
Oh, yeah, definitely, especially nowadays, too.
Right, 100%. It's super, super valuable nowadays.
So how did you get to where you are now, like, with digital marketing? Like, what made you feel like this was, like, the right career path for you?
Right. So when we were traveling around the country, I grew a following on social media and made a bunch of friends who now have millions of followers. So I started working with brands through brand deals, and then I kind of saw the demand for social media management and started working with all the companies that I made connections with.
Okay, that's really cool. And so more about your social media account. It was called Strikeaway, right?
Yes.
So growing up, like, I know you loved fishing. That was a big part of what we used to do. Mm-hmm. So with you, like, traveling around the country, do you think, like, that really influenced you to start doing this?
Yeah, 100%, because when we were traveling around the country and I was fishing all these places, I thought I should document it. And I never thought I would gain the kind of following I gained. And I'm blessed that it happened the way it did, but
yeah,
it's now blossomed in a way more.
I know, it's really cool. And do you think, like, your dad, like, Uncle Brian, like, the way that he, like, raised you guys, like, taking you out of school at a young age and being homeschooled, do you think that played a big part in, like,
yeah,
your success today?
Yeah, 100%. I watched him grow a very big company in an RV working from home, so it was pretty cool to see that and, you know, having him kind of teach me and, you know, give me advice on growing everything and starting my own company.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Have you had any, like, rewarding experiences so far with it?
Yeah, pretty much the super rewarding thing is the freedom. Since I can work from anywhere in the world, I've been able to travel all over the world, so it's been really cool. I actually have a trip, so I'm actually going to Thailand and Bali at the end of the year for New Year's, so that should be pretty cool.
So tell me about that. Is this, like, a business trip or, like...
Yeah, kind of both. A lot of, you know, influencers and companies and, you know, people my age who have businesses are in Bali. And so it's kind of like a networking trip. And also, you know, it's just a trip at the end of the year to celebrate, you know.
Yeah, just celebrate all your winnings.
Yeah, so it's kind of fun.
So I know you said freedom was, like, a major, like, rewarding experience for you. So right. what else other than freedom, like, what do you like most about what you do?
I think it's really cool because you get to work with a lot of big influencers as well. Like, I don't know if I said this yet, but I manage a lot of influencers who have, you know, 10, 15 followers.
Mm-hmm.
And we work with David Dobrik sometimes too. So it's really cool to, you know, meet people and talk to them. And you get to network and go to, you know, Los Angeles and meet all these people. So it's really cool. You meet a lot of cool people.
And it's really cool how you don't have to be the influencer yourself. Like, you're working all behind the scenes.
Right. We kind of help them make their money. And there's a lot of ways that influencers can make money, but they don't have enough time in the day to utilize them all. So that's why they have us help them as well.
Yeah. That's so cool. Do you wish that you were, like, one of the main influencers, or are you happy with where you're at with being, like, behind the scenes and working?
I'm happy with where I am just because it is a lot of work. I mean, it's constantly filming, constantly editing. Obviously, there's a lot more money in being the actual influencer.
Yeah.
But it's a lot more work and a lot more things to worry about. And it's nice because you get to help. Like, in my shoes, I get to help a lot of people make a lot of money and, you know, make money as well. So it's very, it's fun.
Yeah. Wait, so when did you start doing this? When did this, like, officially take off for you?
Right. So I started last year in October. My friend Franklin was getting ready for the holiday season, and he needed help with brand deals. So basically, brand deals are like ads in a YouTube video. A lot of companies will pay between $10,000 and $20,000 for a 60-second video or a YouTube integration in a video. So he needed help with that, so I sold a bunch of those for him. And we did a ton of money in the holiday season last year, so I decided to get a few more influencers and do it all year this year. It's really, really good.
That's awesome. That's really cool. So what about, like, any, do you ever experience any challenges with, like, finding people to market, or are there any times where it's really slow?
Yeah, so usually at the beginning of the year, it's a little slow just because of everyone spending all their money, you know, for the holidays, and then people kind of budget their year in January, February, March. So guests have, like a cool-off period.
Yeah.
And then after that, it starts to pick up slowly throughout the year. But obviously, the last 4 months of the year are pretty solid.
Okay. So I don't know if I've already asked this, but I'm going to ask you again because I'm interested. Like, is this what, from, like, when we were little kids, like, running around, whatever.
Right.
Like, is this what you always saw yourself doing? Like, what did you see yourself doing before, and then how is it much different from where you are now?
Honestly, I didn't really know what I wanted. Because when we left in the RV and started traveling around, you know, I didn't really know what kind of career I was going to get in.
Yeah, you were just focused on living and experiencing life.
Right, but I'm glad I followed. I fell into this. Marketing is super good, and everyone needs it. This isn't going away. Marketing is the main thing for companies, and if no one sees your stuff, you can't make money. So.
Especially today with, like, influencers online. That's everywhere now. See influencers.
Right, marketing as well, too, because, like, I have friends with, you know, $100 million marketing companies, so the sky's the limit, really.
Yeah. So is this, like, with your company, is it just you, or do you have other people working with you? Is that guy Franklin working with you, or?
Yeah, so I have a bunch of influencers that I manage, so I have, a whole team of influencers.
Okay.
But I'm now starting to hire more and more people, now that we're getting into social media management pretty heavily and Facebook ads. And
I'm your next. You're going to hire me next, right?
That's right.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break. Thank you so much, Brayden, for sharing some of your story with us and how you got involved with digital marketing. When we get back, I want to go more in depth about, like, what you do and just, like, start at one point and maybe, like, this, you brought up Snapchat TV shows, like, bring up how you do that and how you break it down, and I just love to hear more about that because I think it's very interesting.
100%.
All right, awesome. This is Kate. You're listening to WGLZ. We are college radio, and we are passionately vocal.
What's up, West Liberty? This is Kate, and you're listening to WGLZ Hilltop Hit Music Station. We are college radio, and we are passionately vocal.
All right, and we are back. I am still here with Brayden, and we just got done talking a little bit about his business and how he grew from that and how he is where he is today. Brayden, can you still hear me?
Yes, I can. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Thank you for hanging in there with me. So with this next part of the interview, I'd love to, like I said, go more in depth about what you do. So if we can start at one thing, like, what do you mainly work on when it comes to marketing? I know you do a whole bunch of different things, but I know you brought up Snapchat TV shows. I know you brought up Facebook. But what's the biggest thing that you work on?
Right. So we do a lot of social media brands, and we also do a lot of Snapchat TV shows for creators. So, for example, a lot of creators have a lot of good content, like long-form content.
Okay.
And Snapchat has a super exclusive feature called Discover Shows. So we have gone out and got influencer shows, and we take percentage of the revenue.
Say that one more time. You cut out a little bit.
Oh, so basically we have, so I guess where did I start off then?
You said with Snapchat TV shows, you said there was thing called Discovery Snapchat TV shows.
Right. So yeah, there's Discover shows. So, like, if you ever scroll on Snapchat, you'll find shows and you can watch them in the front of the back. We go and find the creators for those TV shows, and then we take a percentage of the revenue when we get the show. So it's super exclusive. You have to have an inside Snapchat rep to actually pitch them a show. That's how we get the perspective from the creator.
I'm so sorry. Say that one more time at the end. You cut out.
That's how we get the percentage from the creator.
Okay. So with that, is that so? Like starting from like what you do to finish, is that what you explained right there?
Yeah, pretty much. We do the Snapchat TV shows and social media management.
Okay. So what else? I want to find something that we can like break down like step by step when like you go in like on your computer, like what you look at, like what do you do? Like
you want me to talk about the Snapchat show?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so first what we do is, honestly, it starts on scrolling TikTok, right? So you get on TikTok, you just scroll through the content. When you find a creator that has good content that's like actually like enjoyable to watch,
mm-hmm.
you reach out to them via email and you can ask them, you know, hey, are you interested in a super exclusive Snapchat show we have next to Snapchat, and we'd be a great fit for it. Then we call the creator, you know, we talk to them about everything. Snapchat pays about $8,000 for every million views on Snapchat.
Oh, wow. $8,000 a month?
Yes. $8,000 for every million views.
Oh, every million views. That is insane.
You know, we've had creators do $500,000 in a month. We've had creators do, you know, $100,000 in a month. We've had creators do $5,000. It all varies.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that's kind of the step to, you know, make an introduction to the influencer. Then once the influencer, you know, agrees to everything, we sign a contract. Then I go to my Snapchat representative. I pitch them the show idea. If Snapchat approves it, then I hire an editing team. I have them based out of Australia.
You said based out of Australia?
Yeah, they're based out of Australia. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And then we have them edit all of the shows for us, all the episodes. And what we do is take the creator's content from YouTube, TikTok, to file it into a 3 to 5 minute episode Snapchat.
Okay. And so how many are you managing now?
So right now we have 7, and we have about 13 pending approvals. So hopefully by the end of the year, it'll be approved. And then in 2023, 50 shows by the end.
50 shows? Is that your goal?
That's the goal, yeah.
That's awesome. So I can go on Snapchat right now and look up these shows and just know that my cousin's the one who's marketing them?
Yeah.
That's so cool. I need a Snapchat TV show.
You can get one.
We need to get West Liberty one.
You just have to have something good.
Say that one more time.
You honestly could probably get one. You don't even need a following. As long as it's good content. Good.
I can find something. I'm pretty funny.
Yeah, no kidding.
So we talked about Snapchat TV shows. We talked a little bit about Facebook. Well, let's go back to brand deals, actually. So you said, like, on YouTube, the breaks between, like, the ads. You say you work with those brand deals.
Right. So a company will pay between, you know, $10,000 and sometimes $50,000 for a 60-90-second, like, plug in the YouTube video.
Mm-hmm.
So basically what a brand deal is the influencer is to kind of showcase the product in the video and tell the viewer about the product. So it's, like, integrated into the video. It's not an actual ad. It's just an integrated into the video. And a lot of companies like that because on TV, like, paying for a commercial, it plays once and then it's never, like, it's just however many people are watching that TV show, you know, watch the commercial. With the okay. YouTube video, it's lifetime.
With the YouTube video, you said again, what?
Like, with the YouTube video, it's lifetime. So, like,
yeah.
If you post it today, 3 years from now, that video is still going to be there and the ad's never going to change. If 100 million people watch that video, then 100 million people subscribe.
And you keep getting paid, even though, so the ad just stays there. So every time that ad gets played, like, you still get money in your pocket.
So it's actually just an upfront payment for the ad, but that company is going to have long-term value, and that's kind of what sells the brand deal.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I know you said your goal for your Snapchat TV show is you want to have about 50 of them next year. Do you have any other goals in mind for any of, like, other parts of your company that you want to grow?
I'd like to get 100 social media management clients by the end of 2023.
Can you explain that to me? Like, what do you mean by, like, right. Social media management clients?
So social media management clients basically finding companies out there who don't want to run their social media by themselves, or they don't know how to, for example.
Okay.
So they hire companies like mine to get organic free reach, essentially. And we just kind of post all the content for on social media and responded to them, all that kind of stuff. Every company does that.
Okay. That's so cool.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you. And the fact that you are only 20 years old is mind-blowing.
It's super exciting.
It is crazy. And just watching you grow even more, too. It's just, I don't even have words for it. Because we were just kids, and now look at you.
I know, it's crazy.
It is crazy. And you've actually influenced me to change my major, because ever since you started talking about this, I was really interested in it. And so now I'm...
It's constantly changing. Never.
You said it's constantly changing?
Yeah, it's a constant change. It's never the same. It's always fun. Like, it keeps it interesting.
Yeah, like, it's never just the same thing on repeat. And
right.
You can travel, too.
Yeah, you have freedom. That's the most important.
Yeah, that's what you said. You have a lot of freedom, which is awesome.
Right.
So, and I hope people who are tuning into this, too, can take some of your advice. Do you have, actually, any advice that you would give to anybody listening?
Kind of just do what you want. Like, I honestly never thought that I'd take a gap year and try to start a business of my own that would do well. Like, if you have a good idea, just go for it and, you know, take a year to just really grind for it, and you'll most likely get it.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. That's all we have for today. And thanks again for coming on and talking with me, Braden. It was really
thanks
a pleasure.
So much for having me.
Yeah, of course. And again, this is Kate. You're listening to WGLZ. We are live radio, and we are passionately vocal. Now playing Wow by Post Malone on 91.5 FM.